John Gibbons, the manager, doesn't make the trades. He's not responsible for what's happened, good or bad. What are you laughing at, Gibbons?
But he is looking for a five-year, $25 million deal.
Yeah, you and me both, pal.
I figured you already got that.
Yeah, when you find... Yeah, well, yeah, you think again. When you find one of those, you know, take my sorry ass with you, will you? You know, I'll be your caddy.
Okay.
How are
What's
you, anyway?
What's going on? You slow news day or what?
Well, we got you on. It must be.
Exactly.
No, look at. I mean, your pal Anthopoulos is rolling the dice here. He's made a lot of moves. I mean, they're not epic moves, but it's kind of setting the table for some stuff. I want to get to all those things, but first of all, I wanted to talk to you about your pal Seitzer. I thought you and he were tight. What the hell happened? He bailed on you.
Hey, Bob. Hey, we're very tight. But you know, hey, this is a business. You know, and he didn't get the deal he was looking for with us, and Atlanta had some interest in him. And I mean, he goes way back with those guys. You know, Sherholtz was a GM in Kansas City when Kevin was drafted.
Right.
And John Hart was a GM when he played in Cleveland. So there was a connection there. They were looking for a guy. He just didn't get he was looking for a little security, couldn't get it. So it was strictly a business deal.
So you didn't piss him off or anything during the course of the year, right? That wasn't why he left.
No. Somebody must have.
Somebody must have, but it wasn't me.
said like a true manager. It wasn't me. It was not me. Like, you know, when you cut a guy, you said, I told the guy I liked him, but you didn't, right?
I managed good, but boy, did they play bad.
That's right. You know, hey, this is Alex's idea. It's not, I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, boy. Throw him under the bus. So... So we'll put Seitzer aside. The other deal of significance here, that the one that happened just over the last 24 hours, was Adam Lind to Milwaukee. And Gibby, it's not a huge surprise, given a whole bunch of scenarios here. But give us your take on it. Is this a move that essentially is made to, does it give you more freedom to do some other things?
Yeah, Bob, it really does. It's going to be tough to lose Lindy. I mean, he's one of the better hitters around. But the way we looked at it, you know, we were using him as a platoon player, and he's making a lot of money, and we needed to maybe free up some money for some other options, maybe bring in a couple other guys. So that's part of it. And Alex is he's hunting it pretty good right now. I mean, he's looking to bring in some different guys, or at least making some run at some guys, and he's definitely going to need the money to do that.
John, if you don't get another left-handed bat, and you might, what's the best way to work around that?
Well, I got to believe we'll come up with something, pretty good player. You know, he's going to be tough. Otherwise, it would be real tough to, take Lindy's bat out of the lineup. And, we're hoping that, we can re-sign Cabrera. I mean, there's some other guys out there on the market, guys like Victor Martinez are out there. Those are long shots, but... I mean, I think Alex wants to make a run at all those guys, at least inquire into them. When you lose Lindy and the possibility, if Melky goes elsewhere, I don't know what kind of the money he's going to demand, then we're going to have to replace it with somebody. And, I think Alex can come up with somebody.
A bunch of things. Morrow, Santos, McGowan, none of their options picked up. Doesn't necessarily mean you couldn't still re-sign them, but at this point, it's probably unlikely.
Right.
As the manager, based on what we all saw of Aaron Sanchez late in the season out of the bullpen, is there any doubt in your mind that he's ready to start?
See, Bob, I'm excited to see him start, to be honest with you. But, there's some... There's some different ideas there. He was so good coming out of the bullpen. There's some voices that say, maybe he could be the closer. But I get excited to think of what he can do, coming out there, maybe go six, seven, eight innings a night,
yeah.
30-plus starts. But, I mean, when it comes down to it, you got to have a strong bullpen. You got to have a guy to close out games, because you can play a perfect game every night. And you blow it in the ninth inning, and it just sucks the wind right out of you. So, there's some guys out there too that we could possibly try to sign that could end up being closer type guys. And then, you know, Sanchez can, you know, fit right into that rotation. But, he, you know, he can go either way with us, depending on how things stack up here this offseason. But, you know, I really like the thought of him being in the rotation, at least getting the opportunity to do it.
Yeah, me too. Well, and here's the other thing that, Gibby, and you will know this, you can attest to this. Give me the list of, as best you can recall, the 21 or 22-year-olds that were closers. You know, that's a pretty short list. It's a pretty small list. Most of the guys, not all, but most of the guys that wind up being closers, being good closers, started as they were starters. And most of them were failed starters. So even if this, if Sanchez goes in and isn't what we think he can be as a starter, it's never too late to put him in the bullpen. You already know that he's capable of doing it there in short spurts. You know, that's the scary part.
The tough part is to do it the other way. You know, you start them in the bullpen.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you got to crank him up, and depending on how deep into the season you are, you know, you may not be able to build him up to get to where you want. You know, so you can. That's a good. You can always fall back that way, give him the opportunity in spring to start and see how it looks. And but you know, he made a lot of strides. You know, as a starter last year, even before he got to the big league.
No, I know.
You know, we were forced to just. And, you know, so everything's there. I mean, he's got the ability, you know, to be a frontline starter for a lot of years. Whether that happens or not, we'll find out. But everything's there.
When you talked to him when you did your exit chats, is the message from the organization for him to stretch back out again and go to Dunedin with a mindset of being a starter?
Yeah, when I talked to him at the end of the year, he said, yeah, you prepare like you're going to start. And, I mean, that's what he wants to do.
Right.
So yeah, he'll gear everything towards that, and then of course you know depending on what happens in the rotation, you know if some you know Alex somehow signs somebody else a big name you know starting pitcher somehow and he ends up in the bullpen, then that's the way it goes. But he's gearing everything to be a starter, and like I said, that's what he wants to do. He wants the opportunity to at least try, and I think that's important that we give that to him.
Gibby, I was listening to Bob driving in before I got here, and all the GMs out in. In Fanland,
all the phone-in guys.
Yeah. All the phone-in GMs and managers are worrying about, you know, some want to rebuild. Some, I'm with Bob. I don't think you guys are at a place where you even think about blowing this thing up.
Nah.
But how close do you think you really are? And we know there's a real fine line between being, you know, a long way away and being really close.
Oh yeah, yeah. It is a fine line, but we think we're close. You know, there's going to be some new faces on the team next year, but I think we need that. I think we need some fresh blood. But you know, when you get your cores, Batista, Reyes, Encarnacion, and those guys, I mean, unless you're going to rebuild, you got to get move all those guys, you know, and then bring in multiple players, and we don't want to do that because we think if we can strengthen our bullpen. You know, with what our young pitchers did last year, you know, there's no guarantees they're going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
But we saw enough to think that they can be. And then shore up, you know, what's going to happen in the outfield and play a little bit better defensively. We think we got a shot. But we think, you know, the core's in place. We just got to piece it together around that. But, you know, we're also going to inject some new blood in there, and I think that'll do wonders for us.
With the manager, John Gibbons, speaking of Reyes, are you on board with giving him more days off, or at least more days as the DH, rather than playing shortstop as, you know, on a day-in, day-out basis, like maybe 145, 150, somewhere in there is the right number for him to start at short?
Yeah, Bob, I think we're going to have to. You know, he's, you know, as the season wore on this year towards the end there, I mean, he was beat up pretty good, and it showed in his defense. He wasn't moving quite as well. I mean, he's one of those guys from when he first got to the big leagues as a young kid, he geared himself up to play every day, and that's what he wants to do. But I think the smart thing was give him a day here or there just to keep him strong, you know, and if the team set up where he can DH a few times, I think that would be even better. But, yeah, I mean, these guys all start getting a little bit older. A lot of times they don't want to admit that, but, you know, they start slowing down a little bit. You know, it really is a young man's game. And so we got, you know, it's our job to, you know, to be smart. And I mean, I get questioned a lot on that, but, you know, we got to do the right thing to keep him strong for 6 months.
You know anything about this, about Marco Estrada? I mean, we've all seen him pitch a little bit. He's been around for a while, had a terrible year last year in terms of home runs, gave up more home runs than any pitcher in baseball. But do you see, Is this a, is he a bullpen guy, a long bullpen guy? Is that what you say, what you see?
Well, Bob, you know, he's a versatile guy. He's one of those guys. I was talking to his manager yesterday, Ron Renneke.
Yeah.
He said he's the perfect guy. You can pitch him out of the bullpen. You know, he can make some starts for you. You know, he may not make the 30-plus starts, but he's that swing, that perfect swing guy that, if you keep him fresh coming out of the bullpen, he's really, really good. Instead of having it, then you don't have to dip down the minor leagues every time you need a spot start here or there. He could be that guy. So, I mean, he could add a lot of value to a team. And, last year, I mean, he gave up a lot of home runs, so that, that doesn't always sound good coming to Toronto. But, he's got a tremendous changeup. He's a fastball, basically a fastball changeup guy. And, he's experienced. He knows what he's doing. And maybe we're hoping that a change of scenery here will do him wonders.
Yeah. Gibby, I was going to ask that. How much, I mean, guys go from one league to the next, and I know we have a lot more, interleague stuff now, but, how much is a change of scenery going to help somebody like that? Just pitching in, a different league, facing different people.
Well, I mean, it's usually tougher, I think, going to the American League because, I mean, you're facing thicker lineups. So that, but a lot of times what happens, you're in one place for a couple of years, and maybe you're coming, you had a tough year and a lot of things working against you. Maybe your mindset isn't right. You go somewhere else, you get on top of yourself again a little bit, you bear down a little bit more, you got a positive outlook and you're more focused. And, sometimes that helps guys get over that hump and, turns them into, what everybody expects, But then there's no question the talent's, and he's going to, fit a role for us.
All right, we gave you all the softball questions so far, Gibbons. Now let's get to the meat and potatoes here. If the season starts tomorrow, you're filling out the lineup card. With what you have available now, who's your center fielder?
With what we have available? Well, come on, you expect me to answer that?
Yeah, I do. You paused for effect there, so you were thinking about it. All you got to do is spit it out now. Who's your guy?
If it was to start tomorrow, I mean, the season would start tomorrow, what we had today. From what I saw last year, I would love to see Pompey out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a short audition, but I tell you what, he played very, very good, and we think he's got a chance to be a hell of a player. So, I think we're going to be all right. I think our defense is going to get better in the outfield. That'll help. The big question mark is Melky coming back or not. And
But
we'll see. I mean, there's some moves that have to be made, and Alex is he's out working on those right now.
So the other question was Cabrera, and I know you can't answer the question because even Cabrera himself probably doesn't know what the answer is. He's going to go to free agency. He's going to see what's out there. But based on your conversations with him last year, do you feel good about the chances? Do you feel optimistic, or do you have any sense at all as to what the chances are of Melky coming back?
Bob, I really don't have any sense at all. I know he loves it in Toronto. He really does. But this is probably his last shot at free agency, so I'm sure he's going to explore that and see what he can get. I mean, they all, they all chase the money in one way.
Sure they do.
I mean, that's just the way the game works, So, I mean, he'd probably be crazy not to. But I think in the back of his mind, he really likes it here. And if things are close, I would think he'd probably lean our way. But some teams out there that can get off crazy too, throwing money around. But we'll see.
Do you think you might get a hometown discount though, Gibby? I mean, when you think about it, he's a real important piece of the core that you were talking about a little while earlier.
Right, I don't know. Does anybody ever really give hometown discounts?
Not me.
You hear that all the time, but I don't see that happening, to be honest with you. But if, like I said though, if it's close, he likes playing here. I mean, he likes his teammates, and one thing you find out, guys, if they had a chance to play in Toronto, they all enjoy it. They love it. So the fact that he's done that, might go a long way.
Mm-hmm. Who makes the decision on replacing Seitzer? Is that your call entirely?
Well, both Alex and I, we'll talk it out. We should hopefully know something here in the next week. I would hope. It did catch us a little bit off guard. We expected him to be back, but it's a business. I mean, he's got to take care of his family, and he was wanted over there. He just couldn't come to terms here. But it's a business.
Gibby, they always talk about approach with hitting. Do you look for somebody who's got, in terms of philosophy, a guy that might have the same approach with your hitters?
Yeah, yes. You know, one thing about Kev, you know, he was kind of a complete hitter, use all the field.
Yep.
And you know, one thing people always talked about, he took some knocks about, he wants guys to hit the other way too much, and that wasn't the case at all. The whole idea behind that was his approach was keeping guys on the ball longer and the ability to hit the ball the other way. You can still pull it, what have you, but wasn't trying to get guys to go up there and just flip balls the other way. And so I think he had the perfect approach to be a good hitter. Well, that's what his approach is, what the real good hitters do.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next guy coming in, I think he needs to be similar, you know. Most of them are. You can talk to 100 hitting coaches, and probably 90% of them, they're all going to say the same thing, you know. So a lot of times you lean on, you know, people that know these guys or have had experience with them. That's when you really find out. But, you know, hitting's really, it's not basic, but, I mean, there's basic fundamentals, and they all try to teach it the same way, basically. So, that's going to be important because, I mean, what happens is, you know, you get a new hitting coach, and we've been going through a few of them lately. You know, players start hearing different things, you know, each year after year. So we want to get at least bring somebody in that's comparable, that kind of preaches the same thing, if he's out there.
Yeah, maybe it can last more than a year. This will be your 12th hitting coach in 20 years. I'm getting tired. I can't keep track of them all.
Apply for the job.
Yeah, that's what I need. I need to work for you.
Is there more money in a
No, 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 no.
He'd be buying Advil all the time, Gibby.
Yeah. I love your show and I love your style, but the pay is so cheap I won't come back for a while. That's all I got to tell you about that job.
I got you.
Listen, you have yourself I know Thanksgiving's right around the corner, having yourself a swell Thanksgiving and the holiday season if we don't talk to you, but we'll try and catch up with you before Christmas and have a better idea maybe of where this ball club's going. It's always good of you to take time for us. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, Bob. You bet.